Just staying focused and, you know, paying attention to the details, taking in all the coaching, you know, understanding what is expected and what they want from me, and being in the right places at the right time. I got great teammates, great coaches, great foundation. So really just making it easy for me to go do my job. Coach Daboll does a great job preparing us each week. You know, I lean on Tom, Jimmy, Gronk, Matt, all the guys, you know, whoever it is, and just constantly working to get better.
Is this the best situation you've had in your career?
I feel like it's good. I mean, there's several different aspects to it, mindset and where you are, you know, mentally and different things like that. So it's been what I felt at home here since day one. So it's a place where I feel like I belong. So it's been fun, and I've been enjoying it, and just try to go out there and win games with my teammates. I'm not the quarterback. I just only see the guys in front of me guarding me and try to win that one. So, but when you watch the tape, you know, it's different. They mix it around. They try to do some things where it's like hammering me and then try to guard me man-to-man, doubling Gronk, different things like that. So it's just, you just got to be prepared for different looks throughout the whole game. You never know what's going
to
happen.
When you said mindset, do you feel like you're in a better place to be here now? Like maybe early in your career, maybe this wouldn't be something that would have been would work?
Maybe not. I don't know. I mean, that's the past. You know, I just know right now, you know, in the mental space that I'm in and the emotional space and the tranquility, the ultimate balance, you know, being equilateral, triangle, and not an isosceles in life is pretty good for me right now.
What does it mean to be an equilateral triangle?
Just having balance with, you know, whether it's home, on the field, you know, in all aspirations in your life, everybody's different. You know, some people may be spiritual, you know, mixed with work and family, and then some people it may be wherever, you know, everyone has to find what that balance is for them. And once you discover that balance, that's when you, you know, you're able to always be aware and live in the now.
Does playing with a guy like Gronk help you elevate your game, or is that some of the media kind of makes a bigger deal out of
them? I'm always trying to elevate my game no matter who I'm playing with, so... I mean, it's fun playing with Gronk, and it's, you know, we compete with each other, but it's like a friendly competition. But at the same time, I'm always trying to find ways to elevate my game on my own. I don't need any outside motivation for that.
How was your first encounter with Gronk? I thought you was telling us that the first time he saw you, he looked at me and was like, man, that guy's big. And he didn't at first know who you were, and then you guys started talking, and then, you know, next thing you know, you guys are teammates.
Yeah, it was actually in the gym. He's like, all that sweat? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I thought I was the only other guy that sweat like that. And I was like, you're not the only other tight end that's working, bro. So, but same thing. I saw him. I was like, man, he's huge. I was like, man, this dude's big. He's just like me. So, but it was just funny. We just hit it off from that day. We just told jokes and laughed. And then I finished the workout, and he worked out, and that was pretty much it.
And in the meeting rooms, you know, you both have some colorful personalities. How was it in there, you know, kind of bringing the life to that type of atmosphere?
We kind of wait till after the meetings, but during meetings we're super focused on what we're trying to do, and we're very attentive to what's going on. And you know, I take a lot of notes, and he always is like, man, you take a whole lot of I go through notebooks about a week. So but during meetings, it's not, we don't really joke around, we don't mess around, we just get our work done. As soon as the meeting's over, it's like, hey, you know, we have fun again. So there's a time for working, there's a time for play. I mean, you know, I could draw it. You know, it's easier to draw than to just define. But, you know, equilateral, you know, at the 90-degree angles and isosceles, you know, it's a little bit less than 90, and obtuse is wider than, you know, whatever.
It's a triangle with acute angle.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the next thing you know, we'll be talking about the hypotenuse.
I think you can't have this discussion without the hypotenuse.
I know, exactly.
Curious what happened on the spike there on your first touchdown. Gronk said he gave you an A-plus for your windup, but it looks like the ball got away from you.
Oh, form looked great. The pitcher looked great. I'm like, man, if they just hold this still, it looked great. Ball just slipped out of my hand. I don't usually spike. I'm not a big celebration guy. But, you know, that moment, I was just like, spike this thing. You know, it was fun. You know, came back from being hurt and, you know, I thought it was good. And it's just like, I don't know what happened, honestly. It's like, trying to grip a pumpkin.
Somebody
at the time.
It looked like 50 cents first pitch.
That was way better than 50 cents first pitch, though.
I just say it.
Nah, it wasn't that bad. I would have got across the plate. If anything, I would have got across the plate. It was better pitch than spike, I will say that.
The perception from the outside coming in is that Bill likes to sort of control his guys, and there aren't too many outsized personalities. I mean, there are, but not when they're in the locker room. he ever speak to you about that, or is he continue to just let you be you?
You know, what me and Bill talk about is between me and Bill. You know, you got to talk to him about that.
Oh, you know how that's going to go.
So, yeah, so, you know, so, you know, you talk to him about that. But we have a good relationship.
Did you get any fallout from the E60? East? I know that was shot up a long time ago.
Yeah, but right now we're focused on the bingo. So, I mean, my whole focus is on, you know, blocking Dunlap and, you know, Johnson and those guys and getting open. So we haven't really talked about it yet. The black unicorn, or a griffin, is just as awesome.
You're gonna label a Gronk as animal?
He's just the Gronkinator. No, no animal for Gronk yet. The animal has the spirit. Animal has to come to you with you go on a journey, a spiritual journey in a moment, and then you're in the middle of a desert somewhere, and you're sitting there, and you're by yourself, and you on this long spiritual journey, and then all of a sudden you see the animal that you are. Or unless you go to Pottermore.com, you can find out what your Patronus is, which mine was still a black unicorn. Well, it was a black mare, but same thing. So J.K. Rowling knows what's up. All right, guys.
Thanks, Marty.